At 2:45 this morning, the House of Representatives passed Julia Gillard's mining tax, the Greens giving it the green light. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, however, gave the opposition a serve for not supporting the tax.
The Australian people will not forget this day. This will be the day that the Liberal Party established itself as the party of the vested interest, not the party of the national interest. A party which is captured by a handful of companies, not the great mass of the working population of this country. And they will carry this vote with them forever. It will be hung around their neck for the rest of their careers. It will never be wiped from their voting record.
Treasurer Wayne Swan will in a moment will be joined by Deputy Liberal Leader and Western Australian MP Julie Bishop. She's in Canberra. I'm sure she's pretty proud of her voting record in opposing this mining tax in support of Western Australians. First, though, Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, the mining tax went through, as we heard, in the early hours of the morning, a win for Julia Gillard, but she had to give some ground to Bob Brown.
The Greens insisted that there had to be an offset which was acceptable to them for that $20 million a year that was lost in the deal with Andrew Wilkie, which changed the threshold at which the tax cuts in. Now, the Greens throughout yesterday put a number of proposals to the government for a possible offset. They were not accepted, but finally, well into the night, around 10 o'clock or so, the word came through that a deal had been reached on some measure that was satisfactory to the Greens in terms of equity and satisfactory to the government. But rather mysteriously, the Greens weren't allowed to announce that measure. All that could be said was that the government would announce it sometime before the mid-year revised budget estimates come out, probably next week.
And, as you say, that'll be next week. Michelle, the mining tax, though, nevertheless, has unleashed some ferocious reaction from the miners and some states. Barry O'Farrell said the Gillard government is a bunch of thieves for planning to cut its share of GST and infrastructure funds if New South Wales stays true to its pledge to lift its mining royalties. But miners can't be expected to pay royalties and a mining tax. Something has to give here. Is the issue here the Commonwealth should have sorted this before it announced the tax?
Well, absolutely. There's a design flaw in the tax, something that was overlooked or slipped through at the time in the government's desperation to get a deal, which means that the government has to compensate the mining companies if states increase their royalties. Now, this is a burden on the Commonwealth, obviously, and what has happened is that in these negotiations with the crossbenchers, the government has taken the opportunity to refer this whole matter to the review of the GST distribution that was already underway, and the states are reacting against that because...
That whole review was meant to... Well, that was a proposal from WA, wasn't it, to make sure that WA got a fairer share of the GST funding?
Yes, the states have had some of the states haven't had an argument for a long time that their funding is not fair under the distribution, but suddenly this has been landed on top of that GST review, and the states see that the outcome will be that they'll suffer a more direct penalty if they do jack up royalties. At the moment, the Commonwealth has to go a more indirect route and look at their infrastructure spending or whatever.
Okay. One of the measures the mining tax will help fund, according to the government, is a planned increase in the superannuation guarantee levy from 9% to 12%. Now, we know that a week or so ago, Tony Abbott said that even though the coalition would not would scrap the mining tax if it won government, it would keep that increase in the guarantee levy. And Tony Abbott came under some pressure in the party room meeting about that decision yesterday. Two backbenchers, Paul Fletcher and Kelly O'Dwyer, were not happy with the decision and the way it was made. These are two of the Liberals' up-and-comers, aren't they? They clearly don't like being kept out of the loop like this.
That's right, and Paul Fletcher was making the point that the superannuation industry funds had a lot of former union or actual union directors running them, and that this decision would give more power to those people. Kelly O'Dwyer went to the whole question of process. It was quite obvious during this discussion that Tony Abbott did not want this issue to be brought up, didn't want it particularly canvassed, so she didn't go to the issue itself so much as how the decision was made. And there was a real put down from Tony Abbott to Kelly O'Dwyer. He said, oh, well, Kelly, you worked for Peter Costello, you ring him up and ask how he made decisions in his time. And a number of backbenchers felt that this was really an unnecessary slap down, that it was unfair to Kelly O'Dwyer. They also pointed out that Malcolm Turnbull lost his leadership in part because he didn't follow proper processes. Kelly O'Dwyer was saying things should come to the party room. Tony Abbott was saying that while the party room has power to change decisions, in many cases they won't or can't come to the party room, at least in some cases, and that's the way things are. Now, I do think that he has to be careful that he pays due regard to this whole question of process.
Both he and Julia Gillard making leaders' decisions at the moment. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor of the Age newspaper. It's 18 to 8 on Breakfast.